Daria Beattie joining me as a special guest on this World Cup Wednesday. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Rob.
Good. So first of all, Daria, tell us about yourself.
So I'm on the U23 national team. I've been racing on the Nor-Am circuit here in Canada for most of the year, but also went over in January to do a tour on the World Cup where I had a 32nd place. So I'm hoping to improve upon that in the World Cups here at home in Canmore this month.
How long have you been on the World Cup circuit?
This is my first year really being able to go over and race more than one World Cup. I've been to U23 World Championships last year and Junior World Championships 3 times. So I have had some international racing experience, but I'll be doing 12 World Cups with all the ones coming to Canada this year. So it's a first.
Wow. So that's kind of a next level racing. Is there a bit more pressure going into a race like that?
There is a bit of pressure, but at the same time, I'm really trying to think of it as an opportunity because I haven't had a ton of experience at the World Cup yet. Just trying to build on each race and forget about the pressure for now. Always at home, you kind of can either make it pressure or support, and it really will just be a lot of support.
Yeah, I mean, of course, we've got the Ski Tour Canada coming right here to Canmore in March. Are you looking forward to that big event?
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it, yeah. We had the opportunity to race the Classic Sprint Course, which will be the event March 8th here in Canmore as a Nor-Am in December, and it was a really fun event, and it'll be great. I've had a chance to race it already and a little bit of an advantage.
I heard that with the Biathlon World Cup, there were something like 20,000 people that showed up over the course of those 4 days, which is incredible. I mean, what does that kind of support do as a racer to you?
Oh, it's incredible. I had the opportunity to race the World Cups here in 2012. I was still very young then, so it's very much an experience. But now I feel like I'll be able to be in the competition. This, the support was enormous. I had family fly down from Whitehorse, all the community from Canmore, from the region. It's amazing to have that much support and feel the pride.
What's the status of the Canadian team?
Well, on the women's side, for sure, it's definitely in a development stage. We only have one athlete, Emily Nishikawa, who's a fellow teammate and trains here in Canmore as well, who's on the World Cup full-time. And the rest of us are kind of in the similar boat to me, as we're trying to make that transition right now. And we're hoping that the Ski Tour Canada will be that prime opportunity for us to make that next step, so that next year it'll be a whole group of us on the World Cup racing together, not just Emily.
That's awesome. It almost seems cyclical in a way, like when the women's team is really strong, the men's team are on development side. And then right now the men's team is strong,
yeah,
and the women's team are building right now.
Yeah, it is, and I think it'll be great when we can figure out how to get rid of the cycle, but for now it's building back up the women's side so that we can hopefully bring it back to the strength that Becky and Sarah and Chandra had back when they were racing, and hopefully in time for the 2018 Olympics. So this will be a great start for that.
Fantastic. And other than those World Cup races, how's your season been going?
Very well. Had a very good start to the season in December, winning 3 out of the first 5 races of the season, so I was really happy with that. And the Haywood Nor-Am circuit, I was the lead before going over to Europe for that, and right now I'm sitting in second. So we're racing in Prince George this weekend, so hoping to get that spot back. And I had the opportunity to do a couple World Cups in Europe and had my best ever result in 32nd. So the top 30 is World Cup points, so that's what I'm going for when it's here at home.
Fantastic. Well, best of luck this weekend, and best of luck with the upcoming World Cup races here in Canmore. What are the dates of that again?
They are March 8th, 9th, 11th, and 12th.
We're looking forward to it. Mark it on your calendar. Daria Beattie, thanks for joining me on the show.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing everyone there.